Order, order. Select committee report.
This week saw the annual financial review of soon-to-be-sold-off state-owned energy company Mighty River Power descend into chaos, with MPs squabbling over what could and could not be discussed at the meeting. It all began with this point of order from Labor MP David Clark.
The job of this committee, in my view, and I've given this some thought, has been made incredibly difficult by Mighty River Power not really engaging with the questions put forward by the committee. The questions are standard questions that are put every year. The other SOEs that we're examining have found a way of responding to them. And as I understand it, our job here as a committee is to represent taxpayers' interests. But I don't think we as a committee can effectively do our job on behalf of taxpayers. So can I submit that we hold this review over until such time as the questions have been answered?
Mr Clark found support from his Labor Party colleague, Clayton Cosgrove.
Where, for instance, Genesis and even Solid Energy, for goodness sake, have responded in detail to exactly the same questions, this organisation has decided to simply say it's not applicable. And I point this statistic to you. There was a submission of 133 questions, and this SOE has answered 37 of them. And of those 37, there isn't much detail around that. Now, if it is good enough for Genesis, every other government department, every other SOE that we're examining to answer those same questions, put to them in the same way, rather than being smart Alex, then I think it's incumbent on this SOE to do what others have done and answer questions. We can't examine them if they refuse to answer written questions.
But on the other side of the room, National's Sam Lotuainga took issue with Mr Cosgrove's assertions.
Speaking of the point of order, and I will raise Dave, within this point of Dave, order a point of order about calling our guests smart Alex. I'm a bit perturbed that, you know, these matters weren't raised before the committee meeting to actually discuss this, because we have 1 hour with these folk who've travelled down from Auckland, and this is political grandstanding. There's no other way of putting it.
Is this a point of order, or is this a speech?
Well, I've given you a chance to speak. I'm responding to this point of order.
And Green MP Gareth Hughes also chipped in his 5 cents.
It's frankly disdainful, I think, for the Select Committee in this Parliament that questions such as how many credit cards you have, the floor space you're leasing, you refuse to answer. I think it's deeply disappointing.
Though David Clark wasn't so kind.
This feels at the moment like a two-fingered salute to the taxpayer.
Yep. The dispute continued for several minutes until Committee Chairman Jonathan Young stepped in.
Leave's been asked. Any of those opposed, please indicate?
Yeah, we're opposed.
Or those four? All right, leave has failed.
Can we have the vote recorded,
thank you.
Please?
Now,
can we have the vote recorded, please, Mr Chair?
Sure, record the vote.
Mr Young then had his own point to make.
I'd like to just read out a statement. With regard to the government's mixed ownership model process, Mighty River Power is currently in a pre-prospectus window. This means that they are restricted in what they can say about the proposed IPO process or what it might mean for the company. If the committee requires a response to particular points, then this could be done in writing, but the committee would need to be cognizant of the restrictions under the Securities Act.
But that didn't put Clayton Cosgrove off his intended line of questioning for the Mighty River bosses.
When's the best time to float a company? When demand is high for the product or service that the company's offering, people are scratching to get it because it's popular, they want it, and when any major uncertainties are resolved? Or is it preferable to float a company when demand for that product or service is flat and potentially getting flatter, and there are major uncertainties and risks that haven't been resolved?
That's when Committee Chairman Jonathan Young stepped in again.
These are inappropriate questions. We have actually gone over time. So thank you very much.
Money is with us.
Point of order, Mr Chair.
Mr Heffernan.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Sorry. We have gone over time. Our hearing is complete.
Opposition members, including David Clark, didn't hide their frustrations.
We have had a pretty tight time frame for this, and there's huge public interest. There's a significant line of questioning.
Thank you very much.
Point of order, Mr Chair. I seek leave to extend the amount of time that the...
I've closed this hearing.
Sorry.
Point of order, Mr Chair.
Also on Thursday, the Commerce Committee held financial reviews of the Electricity Authority, Transpower, Genesis Power and Solid Energy. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.